at podcastbigone, or you can email us at podcastbigone@gmail.com. We are a motorsports podcast. We talk a lot of NASCAR. We talk some Formula One. We talk some IndyCar, and I feel like this episode this weekend is going to be absolutely massive on IndyCar because we had a Labor Day weekend where we had some folks coming into town. We had Baby G Kitty, we had Big G Kitty, we had a Lady Barbie G, and we also had Leah G, who happened to be a big Pato G in town. So this was an absolutely insane weekend in Milwaukee where we had Labor Day weekend, Milwaukee Mile, IndyCar weekend. So I'm going to slow down a little bit and just say that this was one of the most fun weekends I've had in Milwaukee in my entire 12 years of living here. So on Friday, we had pit passes for the IndyCar race. And it took a little bit of a while to get in there. So Leo G, she got in town around 10 a.m. on Friday. Got dropped off at my apartment with the rest of the crew around 11 o'clock. Cooked up some awesome fried rice with a little bit of shrimp on the side. And we hit the track. It was supposed to open at 1:30. We got there about 1 o'clock. Lines were slammed, so immediately that's a good sign when you go to a race and the lines are really packed. You know you're going to have a good time. So we work our way through the line. We get in, and then we get to the pit pass situation. So we've got to get up there by the guest relations. They tell us to, nope, go back in the other line where other people are. So we go down through the tunnel in Milwaukee Mile. This is absolutely amazing. You go under the racetrack at Milwaukee Mile, and you come up on the opposite side, and you are literally on the infield in the pits. And right when we got in, they were doing technical qualification. So all of the cars that were going to be running the two IndyCar races on Saturday and Sunday, they were lined up back to back to back to back to back to go through technical inspection. So we could walk right up to these cars and talk to the gentlemen that were in the cars. I think 80% of them were not the actual drivers that were going to be driving the cars, but it was very, very cool to see these cars up in person. I mean, we could literally just physically touch these cars if you wanted to. Obviously, you don't want to because hot cars, hot track, hot rubber, you don't touch a race car when it's right in front of you. But after that, we ended up just popping around in the pits a little bit. We talked to some of the Firestone tire guys. They have two different Firestone tire situations. One of them is for the Indy NXT series. And the guy said, yeah, we don't do anything all weekend because the Indy NXT series, you put a tire on and they run it. It's only a 75 lap or a 75 mile race and they get it done. But for the Firestone guys, they were locked and loaded. They had multiple sets of tires, multiple compounds. They were ready to go. So we talked to those guys for quite a bit. So Friday after that, we end up walking around in the pits for quite a bit, and we get up to this situation where they're going in and out for the qualifying, and we actually ended up going too far over where our tickets got us, and we got all the way into the technical pits of one of the teams because it was so close to the start-finish line. And they go, hey, guys, you got to back up and stop taking pictures because we're doing our, like, technical specs here. So we're like, all right, this is cool. We'll go back in the seats. So we go up in the seats. We check out where we're sitting the next weekend. All good. This is the funniest thing. We end up getting a picture/interview with one of the NBC Sports Network reporters. She goes, hey, I see you guys have, like, matching shirts. So I'm just going to break this down for you. I have a Hello Kitty Racing Speed t-shirt on. Big G's also got the same Racing Speed t-shirt on. Leah G has a Pato Ward t-shirt on with a pink skirt. And then KG, she's got the Barbie NASCAR shirt on. So she's kind of the odd woman out here. But we had a little squad action. So I think what sealed this was me and Big G. We had our Hello Kitty Racing Speed Tokyo Speed shirts on. And a lot of people thought that Leo was an influencer for some reason. She had pink hair, pink skirt. Three people rolling around with her on the track at all times. So we had a really good time on Friday. We ended up popping in quick in one of my favorite bars here in Milwaukee, the Drunk Uncle, a former sponsor of this podcast. They do $3 beers all day, every day. Saturdays from 2 to 8, you got your $1 IPAs. And then we get home, we make a little dinner, we hit 3rd Street Market Hall, we get a pizza. We get some sushi, and then we end up going to a little joint here in the Third Ward called the Copper Turtle. This place was cool. I thought the beers were horrible. I think Big G would probably back me up on that, but beers were bad. Vibes were good. One of our close friends came out with her bike. That was amazing. Thanks for coming out. LG. We'll just go with that. And then we pop back into the apartment. We watch a little bit of the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. So that was basically our practice day at IndyCar. And I'm not going to lie, I mean, I was a little skeptical about this whole IndyCar weekend in Milwaukee. And our first day at the track just like locked and loaded for the rest of the weekend. How absolutely awesome this was going to be. We are going to jump right into IndyCar day one Saturday at the Milwaukee Miles. So we get up about 9 a.m. Some people may have gotten up a little bit earlier, but we've got the Third Ward Art Festival that we want to get to. And this is a little bougie festival here in Milwaukee, a couple blocks from my apartment, that they do every year on Labor Day weekend. Little sipski there for our brother new guy out in England. So Milwaukee, we do this Third Ward Art Festival. This is the place to go if you want to get like a $1,500 piece of flint or a $2,200 sculpture. Katie Virk Art, that is one of my cousins. We'll link that in the chat. Her artwork is way better than any of the stuff that you see here, so we're going to move on. So we go to this bar called Tompkins right across the track from Milwaukee Mile. I'll step back a little bit. We did not pay for parking at this entire weekend, which was absolutely amazing. We found some sweet parking every single day. Saturday, so we started at Tompkins at noon, and we grabbed 18 different wings. We got Buffalo Light. We've got chicken parm, and we've got the dry rub. And I'm not going to lie, like, these wings were some of the biggest and best wings I've had in my entire life. And then we also had LG and KG. They ordered a Diet Coke. Big G and Baby G, we ordered a Miller Lite. Little pop quiz. The beers were cheaper than the sodas. So we paid $2.50 for a Miller Lite, and we paid $3 for a Diet Coke. I think the Diet Coke came with a unlimited refills, but that's besides the point. So Saturday about noon, we hit Tompkins, we hit those banger wings, and then we hit the track. So we've got a 5-minute walk over to the track. We drop in, we're good to go, and we're walking all the way up to section 411, Row 39, seats 1 and 2. We've got a racing family behind us. Absolutely amazing vibes. I mean, this entire family of people, it had to be about 10 people in the row behind us. They were locked and loaded. They wanted to see some IndyCar racing. So we saw the flyover. We saw the racing. We saw passing. We saw hot laps. We saw an absolutely insane race on Saturday. I think they said there was something about 650 passes throughout the entire race on Saturday. And absolutely the best thing about this was LG's favorite racer, Pat Award. he wins the freaking race. I mean, when you go to your first IndyCar race ever, like LG, and you see your favorite driver win the race, that literally never happens. I've been to dozens of races, and my favorite driver has won probably zero times because I don't think I have a favorite driver in IndyCar. I don't have a favorite driver in NASCAR. I don't have a favorite driver at the Slinger Super Speedway. This is one of the biggest problems with myself, with my racing fandom, is I need to lock in on a driver and just go all in, but I am just not ready to do that at this point. But Saturday at the Milwaukee Mile, holy cow, the energy was high. The fan fest was high. Big G and I, we got our Hy-Vee 250s pins. We locked those in the second we got in the track on Saturday morning because racing events now, they highly undersell what they need for merchandise. So we are leaving the track on Saturday and the merch stand is completely dead. They tell us we will be restocking tomorrow morning for the doubleheader at Milwaukee Mile on Sunday. Amazing. Cool. Big G does not buy his racing koozie because koozies, they're going to restock. They will be there. We will continue this discussion later. Let's break this down. So we get back into town on Saturday. We're rocking and rolling. We're chilling. We go to bed early. And then Sunday, we've got another IndyCar race in Milwaukee because we're going back to back. We're going back to back, baby. Sunday, this race is early. This thing is going off at 1:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. But wait, we have LG, who is all in on Formula One. So we watch the entire Formula One race, but we don't just watch it. We're popping mimosas. We're popping brewskis. I'm there making breakfast sandwiches. I'm making breakfast burritos. We're doing bagels. We're doing the whole deal. And before you know it, the Formula One race is over. And guess what? Max doesn't win. Max does not win. I don't remember who won. I'm too lazy to look it up. But that early Formula One non-winner of Max Verstappen set the situation for the entire day. So we all quick shower, we pop in, we finish our breakfast, we load up our bags, and we're off to a cool spot in Milwaukee called Central Waters Brewing. This is a little brewery. And it's in an old church. Kind of hard to explain. They got the church in the front. The pastor's out back. He's usually not working on Sundays, but we're doing Sunday service. And after that, we decide that by 11 a.m., we got to hit the track. So, I mean, downtown Milwaukee to Milwaukee Mile. If anybody listening to this podcast is thinking about making the trip in the future, you've got like a 12-minute trip. Driving, Ubering, if you want to take the bus, it's probably like 45 minutes. But if you want to jump in an Uber, it's like 12 minutes to get from downtown Milwaukee over to the Milwaukee Mile. So we get dumped off at the Milwaukee Mile. We drove, parked in our normal spot. Not going to give this away because that's a little inside baseball situation where we park for free every time we go to the state fair. We park for free every time we go to the truck series in Milwaukee, except when I went with my dad, which we talked about earlier. And we also park for free for IndyCar Day 2. So Day 2 was a lot of fun. We walk around before the race. We hit the Wisconsin State Fair grounds. I mean, if you haven't been to the Wisconsin State Fair grounds, you've got to come to the next year IndyCar race because you've got an IndyCar race. It's an 1 mile oval track. You've got the grandstands. You've got the oval. And then you've got an entire state fair behind you. you've got the paddock. You've got the bag situation. You've got the merch. You've got the promoters. You've got the Wisconsin State Fair Best Of. I mean, this is like insane. So we hit up the Hy-Vee promotion stand for their free Gatorades like four times this entire weekend. We did that first thing we do on IndyCar Sunday. Then we hit the grandstands, and from here on out, this was just racing, 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 baby. I mean, you've got a race weekend where, let's just rewind this a little bit. The Alex Palou, the race leader, the series leader, he could not get his car started on Sunday to start this race. And it was a whole bunch of laps where he could not get his car going. And eventually he did get it going. And the racing was absolutely fantastic. So Palou is like 18 laps down. So the other guy in the Verizon car, he is actually in the points lead. And ends up taking himself out. Will Power, that Verizon, he's in the points lead, and on the second restart of the day, he does a spinneroonie by himself, and the entire crowd just goes, what? Like, hands on head, what are you doing, Will? Like, we thought you had this thing, but at the end of the day, Alex Palou, he gets his car back on track. He rocks it. He gets enough points back. Will Power, he finishes kind of mid-pack, and Scotty McLaughlin, man, this is one of those Penske drivers that got booed like crazy to start the race, driver intros. Scotty McLaughlin ends up just running a really, really good race and wins this thing. Season standings coming out of this thing, Alex Palou looks like he is going to win next weekend in Nashville. Unless he finishes like 25th or later, which I doubt's going to happen. And then Will Power's got to finish like second or third. All in all, man, Milwaukee Mile / West Allis / State Fair Park. This track absolutely delivered, and we had an absolutely amazing time. At one point, going to back up here a little bit to when we were in the pits. A lot of people were just saying, like, this doesn't feel legal. This doesn't feel like we should be able to get down here. And a lot of times when you go to a sporting event and you're kind of in the upper deck or you're in the 100 level and you're still 10 rows back from the competitors, it doesn't really feel like you're invested in the sport. This weekend at IndyCar, we were 1 foot from Pat O'Ward. We were 2 feet from Joseph Newgarden. We saw Catherine Legge come out of the bathroom. This is according to LG and KG. They said, hey, what's up? And she goes, hey, sorry, would love to chat, but I've got to get to my ride. AKA, she's got to get to her car for the start of the IndyCar race one. We were in the pits. And it's like, this did not cost us all that much money. I'm looking back at my numbers right now, and for the IndyCar weekend, Milwaukee Mile, we had section 439, seats 1 and 2, the best seats in the house. We were in the shade the entire weekend. This cost us $220 a person for reserved seats. When we went on Friday for the pit passes, this cost us $10 a person. If you are looking for a good time, or I would dare say a great time, find your nearest racetrack, call the ticket office, or just go on their website. Find some pit passes, find some backstage passes, and get down there, talk to people. I was literally talking to Roger Penske's right-hand man on Friday in the pits. And I had to ask him, I'm like, bro, are you coming back here next year to Milwaukee Mile? He goes, yeah, we got a 1-year deal. I go, so you're coming back next year? Right after that? He's like, oh, I don't know. We've got an option. I go, have you seen the crowd and the energy for Milwaukee Mile on Friday before the races even started? This is when we were chatting with this guy. And he goes, we like the energy, but we cannot announce anything yet. So I've got a good feeling that 2026 Milwaukee, they might be coming back. So, man, absolutely awesome weekend at the Milwaukee Mile. If I didn't say it yet, Scotty McLaughlin wins race two. We hit up Perspective Brewing. Big, big shout out to Perspective Brewing in West Dallas. They're like 2 minutes from the spectator exit from the track at Milwaukee Mile. And then we hit the old home front in the Franklin area of Wisconsin for some shrimp packets. We had a couple cocktails. We had to drop the LG at the airport a little bit before that. Unfortunately, she couldn't enjoy the shrimp packets. But we locked and loaded, man. After that, we did some vacation planning. We did some watch the Darlington race. Holy fucking shit. We watched that Darlington race, and that was absolutely awesome for the NASCAR race, the final race of the regular season. So, all in all, just going to sum this up. If you've got a chance to come to a racing weekend with the Big One podcast, hit us up at Podcast Big One on Twitter, Podcast Big One, YouTube, Podcast Big One, Gmail, Podcast Big One at gmail.com. Goodbye.